From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The sound of throngs of demonstrators in the main square of Cairo voicing their anger over the refusal of Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak to step down as protesters have demanded. Mubarak insisting he will remain in office while transferring most of his powers to his vice president. Egypt's military leaders have expressed support for Mubarak's decision. They're also pledging to make sure that Egypt's 30-year state of emergency is lifted. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo. She says the tensions are high there today.
You've got the protesters on one side knowing that they have to keep the pressure on the regime. They've managed to have a number of concessions, but they know that their ultimate goal is to have him gone, and so they really do feel that they have to keep this up. On the other side, you now have the military and the regime saying, listen, we've handed over powers to a vice president. We are enacting constitutional reforms that will allow for free and fair elections. We're promising to lift the emergency law, which you blame for so many of the abuses of the state. It's time to go home now.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. President Obama has issued a statement saying that it is not clear that an immediate, meaningful transition to democracy is taking place in Egypt. Some of the nation's top intelligence officials are dismissing concerns that their laser focus on al-Qaeda may have caused them to miss the early signs of the popular revolt spreading through Egypt and other Arab nations. National Counterterrorism Chief Mike Leiter says the terrorism threat to the U.S. is more diffuse now.
It is that we face a geographically, ideologically, organizationally diverse set of threats, which is the greatest diversity and complexity that we have faced since 9/11.
Leiter was testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. Large crowds have gathered in Iran today. They're marking the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in that country. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Iranian leaders are also expressing their support for the protests that are ongoing in Egypt.
President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed the crowds in Tehran, saying that after 32 years, the Islamic Revolution begun by Ayatollah Khomeini had not been diverted from its path. He said the key components of the revolution have been attention to justice and human dignity. Such comments rankled opposition leaders, some of whom were held under house arrest following widely condemned 2009 elections that returned Ahmadinejad to power. Leading opposition figures have asked for a permit to stage a rally Monday in support of pro-democracy protesters in Egypt and Tunisia. Although the Iranian regime has applauded the unrest in the Arab world, it has refused to recognize any similarity between those protesters and Iran's own Green Movement, which was crushed by a heavy-handed security crackdown. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The Obama administration releases its plan today for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government participation in those companies costing taxpayers billions of dollars. This is NPR. Billionaire Donald Trump says he's considering running for the Republican nomination for president.
The reason that I'm thinking about it is that the United States has become a whipping post for the rest of the world. The world is treating us without respect. They are not treating us properly.
Trump, among dozens of potential presidential candidates who are speaking to a conference of more than 10,000 conservatives that's underway in the nation's capital through the weekend. The annual gathering, known as CPAC, marks the unofficial start of the race for the GOP presidential nomination. The National Football League and its players' union have canceled their latest round of contract talks. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the breakdown in negotiations comes just 3 weeks before the current collective bargaining agreement expires.
Neither the NFL nor the players' union would say publicly why Thursday's bargaining session was called off. ESPN cites player sources who say owners walked away when the union proposed a 50% cut of all revenue generated by the league. The owners reportedly are proposing taking another $1 billion in gross revenue on top of the $1 billion they already take before splitting revenue with the players. According to the union, that would reduce the players' percentage of total revenue to 40%. An NFL spokesman said Thursday the league would continue to conduct negotiations with the union in private and work as hard as possible to reach a fair agreement by March 4th. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The World Health Organization says governments should be doing more to clamp down on alcohol abuse, a problem the organization says is killing 2.5 million people each year. The UN body says some 4% of all deaths worldwide are attributable to alcohol. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.